free will is totally honored and spiritually respected, because the decisions you make are for the purpose of your higher good. You are 100% responsible for choosing what you want to consciously experience. Free will is your divine power. It is your decision to feel fear, love, pain or hurt. Free will is also a reflection of something you have manifested. This is not seen as judgment or criticism, but you are living by the law of service to self. Regardless of what souls plans to experience during this incarnation, everyone has the freedom to change his or her script in any given lifetime. Your current and past experiences are unique lessons you created for your spiritual growth. More importantly, your thoughts, dreams, and desires are not random or misguided, you have them for a spiritual reason. Those things are what your soul wants you to consciously explore during this lifetime. However, when you decide not to consciously act upon that energy, you have exercised your free will. In addition, to exercise your free will and release from any spiritual lesson, you need to consciously declare that you are finished with that human experience, including the emotions you are feeling from that situation, and take the appropriate action to move on. Understanding the nature of angels and the angelic realm. Personal ascension involves the transition from dark, deceptions and lies, to the light, truth, which means removing the cultural illusions that were engineered under the 3D spiritual law of duality and clearing away the misconceptions and myths that have been historically created by humanity's past. For this reason, the truth about the angelic realm was omitted from humanity, which is why angels are greatly misunderstood, including their nature and role. On Earth, angels can be found in many mainstream religions, including Christianity, Judaism, Hinduism, Buddhism, and Islam. However, the term angels and archangels are human concepts. The word angel is a third-dimensional phenomenon exclusive to planet Earth. It is an idea that originated from humanity's past and at a time when people had little or no understanding of the law of one. This distortion has become ingrained in humanity as a form of cultural programming. Angels are certainly messengers, but more importantly, they are multi-dimensional beings of light that serve a far greater function than protectors, guardians and messengers. To understand the nature of angels, let's first summarize the evolution of the soul. You are a spiritual being, or a soul currently having a human experience. Presently, you are experiencing the third dimension as a human being for your spiritual growth on Earth. However, you have been reincarnating for thousands of years and selected a wide variety of different lives to advance your consciousness, by experiencing the 3D spiritual lesson of duality, where you have emotionally experienced and explored the highs and lows of every different aspect as a human being. All the souls that participate in the reincarnation process on a particular 3D planet create an energetic sphere, home or family in the upper astral planes around the planet in the fourth dimension. A sphere is simply a dimensional realm, which vibrates at a specific frequency. Each dimension has their own frequency. This home is commonly known as the spirit world. After each physical death on Earth, you return home to the spirit world and either work as a guide for friends and family or begin planning your next incarnation. Within the spirit world, every soul has a specific rank or position, which refers to your overall level of intelligence, wisdom, and knowledge you have accumulated from many incarnational lifetimes you have had on 3D planet. The term spiritual hierarchy refers to your position within the spirit world. This hierarchy can be visualized as spiral consisting of primary colors that correspond to the visible light spectrum. Your consciousness or soul has a unique frequency signature, which means your position corresponds to a specific color and overtone within this hierarchy. This means that you or your soul signature has a unique frequency. Each incarnation aims to advance your consciousness or soul signature to a higher frequency. The spiritual hierarchy is the home for a wide variety of souls that incarnate on the planet for growth, learning, for undertaking the role of service to others, but more importantly, it is the anchor point for evolving to the higher dimensions. The spiritual hierarchy around Earth today consists of different classes of souls, namely human and elementals, animals, and most human souls are third dimensional and are here to ascend or raise their frequency to the fourth dimension. However, there are souls from higher dimensions including fifth and sixth dimension and above. There are many souls that originated from different galaxies, densities, and universes that joined Earth's spiritual hierarchy to participate in ascension or assist humanity with ascension. These are called starseeds. Souls from other spiritual hierarchies is not absurd. There are an infinite amount of souls and an infinite amount of spiritual hierarchies, each following different paths of evolution depending on the lessons and experiences they have chosen, and those souls have been ready to evolve to the next dimension to continue their spiritual growth came to Earth for that reason. The highest frequency that you can progress within the spiritual hierarchy is to the level of a fifth dimensional frequency. In the third, fourth and fifth dimension, you evolve your consciousness by experiencing different lessons in a physical body. After you have mastered all those life lessons in the lower dimensions including the fifth dimension, your soul signature finally achieves a higher frequency, which means you can finally graduate and ascend to the sixth dimension. At this point, your soul does not need to experience itself any further in a human body, rather you, or your soul, exclusively exist as a soul. In soul or spirit form, you exist as energy, it is pure consciousness, which rejoins the universal consciousness or source, which means you are free to be everywhere and anywhere at once. Hence, the term omni, this refers to consciousness existing in many places at once. This is the evolutionary process for all souls within every spiritual hierarchy. All souls progress and return to the pure consciousness. Simply visualize this evolution as the upward movement within this spiral of consciousness. When your soul reaches the sixth dimension, your learning has not yet finished. A new law governs your spiritual advancement. As a soul, you now exist and work together in unity within a single group, or as one large sphere of consciousness, with the shared understanding that you all agree to perform the same task, job description, and roll together as one. Within this group, you completely see and feel each other's thoughts, feelings and motives. The souls that have evolved and ascend above the planet's spiritual hierarchy create for themselves their own home around the spiritual hierarchy to undertake their contract of service. This sphere, which houses these higher frequency souls or consciousness, is known as the Celestial Council, or sometimes called the Cosmic Council of Light. Just as there are many spiritual hierarchies across the universe, there are just as many celestial councils located around different planets, in different galaxies, dimensions, and universes beyond the third dimension. Celestial councils are consciously and energetically connected with a number of spiritual hierarchies in their own particular solar system and galaxy, and they are interconnected with all the celestial councils across the multiverse. They are linked multi-dimensionally with spheres above and below outside of their dimension. This interconnected grid, gestalt, or metatronic matrix of spheres, 6D to 12D and beyond, represents infinite consciousness. Each council represents a single group complex or one sphere of consciousness, and each council is responsible to function as the guardians, guides, and protectors for the souls that exist within any spiritual hierarchy. At this special time, Earth has literally several galactic celestial councils supporting, protecting, and assisting Earth and the spiritual hierarchy, including incarnated souls on the planet, human and elemental/animal, non-incarnated souls and disincarnated souls. This family of light is also known as the Confederation of Light, which is simply a galactic cooperative of spiritual beings that operate under the law of one, who work in service for the Creator and follow one simple rule: all things, all life, all of the creation is part of one prime consciousness. From a human perspective, the titles given to souls that have spent many lifetimes incarnating and have evolved to a higher frequently have been termed angels. These spiritual beings or angels are without physical form and do not exist on the earth plane. They are fully integrated and coexist as a unified group consciousness in the higher dimensions. They are androgynous, neither male nor female. They are our brothers and sisters. They are beings of light that exist in a vibration just outside of our own frequency, where they live as one and assist humanity to spiritually evolve. Law of One states that there is no separation between you and any other spiritual being. There is no soul greater than another, and no person greater than another. Therefore, the notion of a higher order of angels denotes hierarchy, superiority and rank. So do angels, archangels, and the angelic realm, kingdom actually exist? No, they do not. Like the terms heaven and God, these are all simply human labels, names and descriptions, which implies separation or the existence of something superior or divine entities greater than us. Any degree of separation is a manifestation of the humanity's ego. When you truly accept and realize that every soul is equal and a divine expression of the Creator, then you do not need to use labels to describe higher frequency spiritual beings for the purpose of their identification. You, like every other spiritual being, have your own single energetic personality, but all of us are not separate, rather we are all one. Likewise, angels do not have wings, feathers, or have grandiose physical forms. Again, these images are a result of humanity's misconceptions and the continuing theme that everything celestial should be portrayed as patriarchal males. There is both a plural and singular aspect within the higher dimensions. In regard to the singular aspect, when you call or invoke an angel or archangel for guidance, healing and/or support, you are actually calling forward a single energetic expression, an individual fragment, or totem from the source energy to assist you. You are invoking or speaking to an individualized portion of consciousness with a distinct personality that matches your faith and beliefs. The angelic realm is simply plural for source, or the divine consciousness. This energy is devoid of ego and negative emotions. You may call these beings angelic if you prefer, but their divine role is to support us, and their fundamental purpose is to offer unconditional love at all times. When you consciously summon an archangel by name, such as Michael, Ariel or Gabriel, this energy comes to you from the Celestial Council, the group consciousness from around the planet. Their energy can separate and manifest as a distinct personality based on your faith and beliefs, but the energy is truly one and from the same source. They manifest depending on the qualities you request, such as protection, healing, peace, and wisdom. Understand that when you call on any higher entity by name, you are not summoning an individual, you are summoning a particular aspect or quality you want from within this one soul, known as Source, or Oneness. Just like you, and all other souls on this planet, you are simply baby angels, who are taking the same journey to evolve to a higher frequency. You are destined to work within a 6D group, sphere to assist, protect, and guide new and infant souls on a planet, or work independently and incarnate as a light worker on a planet and become a messenger of truth. A light worker is simply a higher frequency soul from a higher dimension, or what you call an angel. It should also be noted that most light workers on Earth are from your future. In the past, several groups of human souls previously ascended from Earth, or what humanity would understand as ancient civilizations. In other words, those souls ascended off the 3D timeline or time, space matrix refers to a cycle you experience for your growth aka to expand or advance your consciousness, which humanity is currently experiencing, and shifted to the 4D timeline to continue their spiritual path. Many souls decided to return to Earth and reincarnate on the previous 3D timeline, and help humanity with their ascension, assist old friends who missed the previous ascension express trains, and to help Mother Gaia shift to the fourth dimensional timeline. Ascension requires you to move your thinking and beliefs into fifth dimensional consciousness. It requires you to start thinking that everything is one. This lightworker is not asking you to abandon your faith and beliefs about God or angels. Rather, it requires you to accept the different groups that humanity have labeled as angels, guardian angels, ascended masters, Jesus, Buddha, Merlin, Isis, Mary, etc., and archangels do not actually exist as separate individuals. They are beings of light that are multidimensional forms of integrated conscious energy. You are calling forward consciousness that manifests and takes the personality of an entity that is quite capable of interacting with you in the form that you believe. To accept this concept of oneness is frightening for many of you, however it is your free will to support, agree or deny the truth about the nature of angels. Compassion means that no person can judge you for your beliefs, because you are also responsible for your spiritual growth. You have the divine right and total freedom of choice to follow the many beliefs from the mainstream religions. With regard to spirit protectors and guardians, a powerful team of spiritual beings constantly surround you. Your own team consists of your master, or primary guide. Your master is your very best friend from within the spiritual hierarchy that you selected to manage your incarnational contract before you came to Earth. Your master has been with you since birth and always with you night and day. They have many roles, but they really make sure you accomplish the lessons that you agreed to complete, and they watch over you and act as spirit protectors, known as guardian angels. Your secondary guides include both specialist spiritual beings, and or departed family, friends who work alongside your master to mainly assist with healing, to give love and support. Every single one of you will have different guides work with you, at different times during your life. Your master and guides reside from both the spiritual hierarchy and some guides come from the higher dimensions, which may be called the angelic realm. When you invoke the help from your spirit protector, you do not need to know their name. The simple rule to follow, give them any name you please. Your master or guides will answer your request. This rule also applies to all spiritual beings within the family of light. Names and labels are irrelevant, because it is everyone's divine duty in the higher dimensions to assist. My last point regards my own personal experience during ascension. At the beginning, I found it difficult to change my old behavior and break away from cultural programming, so this lightworker would like to provide you with the following tip: when I needed help with aura healing, ethereal balancing, protection, etc., I found it much easier to summon the help from my brothers and sisters with a divine, angelic name that spiritually resonated with me, for example Archangel Metatron. Later, they asked me to remove the formality, don't need to use a ritual or any complicated prayer, but simply state, "Dear brothers and sisters, can you please help me with underscore?" Feel free to use any divine name that gives you that spiritual feeling that you are personally connecting with them and your creator. Important. When you declare your intent to undertake ascension, it will be important for you to invoke and call on the higher dimension to assist you. For that reason, when you need protection, guidance, healing, etc., don't be concerned about the mechanics of the higher dimensions. You only need to call on an entity which resonates with your inner being, for example an archangel, guardian angel, guides or your master. There is no right or wrong. Follow this simple rule, use a name that resonates with you, because you are simply connecting your being and conscious energy with the higher dimensions. In addition, the greatest gift you can give your brothers and sisters is your actual personal acknowledgement that they do exist and are always helping you. Remember, they are very happy to help you at any time, but you must have a genuine need for assistance. And secondly, they cannot interfere with your life, unless you consciously ask for help, because free will prevents them from interfering with your incarnation on Earth. The fourth dimensional law, service to others. New Earth will be a fourth dimensional positive planet. The spiritual framework that governs this dimension is called service to others, STO. The basic principles of service to others include: every person is committed to experiencing the same positive reality, frequency, With others, each person is dedicated to their spiritual growth and helping others with their spiritual development. Each person seeks to share information and knowledge freely with others. Each person has a complete lack of concern for satisfying their ego, materialism, power, judgment, control over others, competition, etc. Each person acknowledges that every person is a spiritual being on their own path of spiritual growth. Each person sees the love in all things, and radiates unconditional love and compassion towards others. New Earth will be founded on the spiritual lesson called Unity Consciousness. New humanity will be a brotherhood of man, a united world, and every single person will experience the same living conditions. Everyone demonstrates compassion and equality towards one another. We are moving from duality, inequality, and diversity, to unity, freedom and solidarity. New Earth will operate as a worldwide alliance, which functions on love, peace, cooperation, equality, and harmony. New humanity will live as one family. The Confederation of Earth will be a one-world government consisting of apolitical communities, councils and regions. The new planetary consciousness has only one charter, the common goal and shared understanding that everyone is responsible for managing the welfare of every single person on the planet. Mother Gaia is shifting into the green ray of the universal spectrum. STO is associated with green, which represents the heart center. To live on New Earth, you need to move into the higher vibrations of love and compassion and dissociate yourself from the lower vibrations of ego and duality. Unity consciousness means everyone experiences the same positive world and new humanity operates as one. World unity means everyone understands and supports this goal. On New Earth, we are moving from the old 3D vibration of ego and duality consciousness, or I/me/my needs, to we, us. It is a cultural shift, because we stop thinking in terms of what's good for me, self/ego, but rather we function on what will be good for all of us. STO means, desire to serve all. Everyone freely volunteers and without hesitation, shares their personal service to help others. The best way of providing your service to others is constantly sharing your being. People work together to find solutions that reflect the highest good for all concerned in every situation. The New Earth paradigm means caring for the welfare of 1. Planet, 2. Humanity, and 3. You. There is no punishment or segregation according to age or racism. It will be a heart-centered world. You do not have to give unconditional love 24/7, but it does mean that you are prepared to learn and practice divinity. For example, you freely volunteer/barter your expertise, knowledge and skills, to help the good of all, the desire to serve others, self. All the things we associate with anger, aggression, greed, hate, selfishness, poverty, are ego-inspired. These 3D experiences and the socio-economic separation among humanity will cease. All 3D things we associate with power preoccupation including control, and enslavement will not exist, such as the military, armed forces, police, legal, taxation systems, religions and churches, multinational companies, and state or federal governments. There will be no personal debts, taxes, land ownership, mining, fisheries, deforestation, homelessness, nuclear devices, poor health care, weapons, firearms, copyright restraints, banking and financial sector, etc. World unity is based on solidarity, which means destroying prejudices of sects, elitism, castes, and discrimination. Our 3D world was designed for you to explore the ego, which has resulted in the establishment of various 3D belief systems and institutions that have been driven by gross materialism, exclusivity, domination, and greed. On New Earth, none of that will exist. There will be no capitalism and commercialism, and no person works to earn a wage, salary or profit. Wealth will not exist. That is a form of selfishness. Money is a 3D illusion, and only served the spiritual purpose for learning duality. On New Earth, there will be no money system, because abundance is a common right and everyone will be entitled to the same luxuries. You are freely provided everything to support basic human needs, without having to buy or pay for things. Everyone is supplied what they want. Why would you want to pay to live on New Earth that you have volunteered to experience? A world without money, impossible you say? Imagine doing your current job without a wage, but your time and labor serves everyone. Trade is based on the free exchange of goods and services without payment. New Earth means living in a positive-based society, or unity, peace and love, and not duality and fear. Everyone is equal. You freely give your time and assistance without obligation, and you lead without controlling others, no ego. You trust each other utterly and rely on each other to assume the role they volunteered. Every person in the community takes responsibility for the entire welfare of the community. Of course, New Earth does have some elements of duality, rather positive duality, for example, different levels in education and training to cater for different age groups, egg children and adults. A glimpse into life on New Earth. Here is a quick overview of your life on New Earth. New Earth is structured on unity consciousness and the following service to others principles. Every individual has the right to express their freedom of thoughts, without ridicule, judgment, or enslavement. Every person will be freely provided food, clothing, housing and education. All life forms have a right to exist and no individual can physically, mentally, or spiritually harm or injure another. All acts of criminality, greed, violence, and aggression will be decided by the members of the community. Every person must live in harmony with the environment, and not abuse the natural resources of the planet. Every person has the right to participate in all choices and possibilities available to the individual or community without hesitation. Every person takes responsibility for their own behavior and actions and must take personal responsibility to resolve any conflict and grievance, and accept retribution without fault or blame. Each person must not publicly judge or criticize the actions or behavior of another individual or group. Each community is responsible for their own agricultural and cultivation needs. All land, property, buildings and infrastructure is the common property of everyone. Each person has the right to live anywhere on the planet without restriction. Each person must not devote their life to the acquisition of materialism or undertake acts of greed and selfishness. New Earth will utilize free energy, sciences, and technology in a manner that advantages all of humanity. The Confederation of Earth operates on the Charter of Unity, Peace, and Love, so the need for establishing formal political and administrative systems to regulate people's lives will not be required. Instead, New Earth is a one-world alliance, consisting of communities and regions. Each region will establish a local consultative council and/or advisory group, which consists of people who volunteer to manage the welfare of the community at large, but this is not a formal government structure, with a formal leadership system. New Earth has no resemblance to your current life in any form, or shape whatsoever. The greatest change for you will be spiritually accepting that all are one. New Earth will not have religions, church system, or temples. Humanity only acknowledges and worships the Creator. Each person is taught to seek the Creator through his or her own spiritual development and to learn, demonstrate, and practice divinity. Joy, love, abundance, health, happiness, peace, wisdom, enlightenment are the social values on the New Earth. There is but one law, on New Earth, the law of unconditional love, equality, and faith in the Creator. We are switching from a separation-based societal mindset to a spiritual-based society that operates on divinity and unity consciousness. There will be no nationalism and no protectionism. There will be no political parties, policy maker, rules, or leaders. Rather, the new societal system will function on the universal law of one. You will enjoy a longer lifespan, because you will experience a relaxed, stress-free and healthy lifestyle, the ability to heal, and a dietary shift away from low vibrational items, meat, seafood, alcohol, etc., are the main reasons for longevity. Lifespans in the next dimension will actually be tenfold. Understand that we spiritually respect the integrity of all souls, and for this reason humanity will not be dependent on farming animals as a main food source. Living in the lower vibrations on this 3D earth has meant you become tired very easily.